12. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
And Sam.
Yes.
Before we get into my baby shower, just FYI, we were talking about Pink before. Just found out how I missed this, don't know. Hurts to Be Human, as in like the single on the album, is out now on Spotify.
Is that the main one?
You can stream it now. Yeah, it's called Hurts 2B, as in like the number 2 letter B, Human, featuring Khalid.
Nice.
Of all people.
Good. I'm glad. Maybe I might like it.
I'm going to have to listen to the whole thing after. Anyway, Sam, over the weekend was my baby shower in Sydney.
Yes.
Now, explain to us, would you, just quickly, because this is hilarious. What is a baby shower, Sam?
Well, I've learnt from last time we spoke about it, the baby's still inside your stomach. So it's not, you're not showering the baby. You're showering the mother with gifts.
Well, technically, it's showering the mother for the baby.
For the baby, yeah.
Right?
But the baby gets no enjoyment out of it. But the baby doesn't enjoy a birthday till it's 8 years old.
Sam, I
remember anything else before
I
that.
Do.
Oh,
you
really?
Just have really shit memory.
Yeah.
Now, I remember there was something that you said to me not that long ago that I was like, what? You said, do they literally shower the baby? Like,
yeah.
In water?
Rain it. Like a baptism.
Rain it.
Baptism. Make it rain.
No. It's not how it works.
Pretty simply, I'm taking the mickey. I know it's just about buying presents, having a good day, making the mother feel excited that she's about to give birth.
Pretty much. And, like, the presents are generally, like, gifts for bubs. Mm. Occasionally, there's a gift for mum. Like, I got a few packets of chocolates.
Mm.
But it's generally gifts for bubs. And I got so many presents for the little one over the weekend.
Good.
She's going to be so spoiled. Sam's even said to me last night when I started unpacking stuff when we got home, he goes, do you think that we can just put some of this stuff away until her first birthday and wrap it?
Oh, that's smart. Well played, Sam.
He's like, you don't want to overstimulate her or anything.
Yeah, because if you start like with a lot of stuff, you're going to have to keep that up. Whereas, you know, spread it out. Well played, mate.
Yeah.
Well played.
So he does have good thoughts sometimes, occasionally. But it was a fantastic day. We played a whole heap of games, right? And I didn't know what kind of games we'd be playing until the day of, pretty much.
So it was organised by
one of my friends, yep. Yeah. And one of the games that we played involved dressing dolls up and having to drink lemonade out of a baby bottle.
Yeah.
Right. And you had to basically had it teams of two. So one person dressed the baby. And then after they finished dressing the baby, the other person had to drink or scull this this lemonade in the bottle as fast as they could.
Right.
Whoever won got a prize.
Got it.
But I didn't realize how hard it was to drink out of a baby bottle.
Oh, because it's all about not spillage. You've really got to suck those things, don't you?
Well, this is it. Like, it's not even spillage. Like, you just to get, because it's an air suction as such.
That's what I'm saying. They're made to not spill.
Yes, yeah.
So you've got to actually make some effort to get the water out.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even kidding. Liquid. It would have been like a good 5 minutes that people were sitting there, like, trying their best. Someone ended up cutting the inside of their mouth from sucking so hard on these bottles.
Jeez, that's hectic.
It was hilarious.
Wow.
It was hilarious. My favorite game, though, is we put different chocolates in nappies and put them in the microwave.
Different chocolates. Yeah, yep, yeah, yep.
And then, so obviously they melted and they look like a pooey nappy.
Yeah, yep.
And then everyone had to smell and guess which chocolates they were.
Ah.
Of course.
So who actually got the real poo?
There was no real poo. No one actually pooped in one.
Bummer.
But of course, the one person who tried to eat it was my husband.
Yeah, good.
And I was like, mate, if you're going to eat that now, just wait. Just wait.
So you guys didn't eat the poo out of the nappy?
No.
Why not?
You smell it, you look at it, you try and figure out what chocolate it is.
I've heard of a story where they set that up, right? And
yeah.
Actually put poo in one of the nappies and someone ate the poo.
Do they serious? Oh.
Yeah. So good.
That's so gross, Sam.
I'm going to do that in my first baby shower. Do I?
You don't get a baby shower.
Yeah, I was going to say, the partner
Sam
does.
Didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a choice.
Neither did I. Honestly,
no, you didn't want to be there. I invited you anyway.
I thought it was a female thing.
It generally is, but I'm untraditional. I don't really care.
Good, good. All right, can't wait for the second one.
Oh, yeah. So what did you get me?
I'm waiting for it to come to life. I'm waiting for it to be...
To be born?
Oh, gee, I'm not even going to try now.
To be born.
Can I just get you a voucher?
Sure.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
I did something illegal on the weekend.
You what?
By the way, no one is behind you. That is a police siren that I'm playing out of our...
Okay.
Trolls here.
You do realise that people listen to us, Sam, and you probably shouldn't talk about your illegal activities.
It's not as bad as you think, though. I've set it up. I've scared you straight away, haven't I?
Kind of, yeah.
Not too bad. I became a removalist on the weekend. My mate where I'm staying at had to get rid of a few things because they decided to upgrade. Purchased a new fridge, a new dining set, and all that type of stuff. And we decided to put it out on the verge.
As in, like, out on the curb?
Out on the curb for other people to collect. Grab a fridge, grab a dining table, all that type of stuff.
Which people do. People love doing that.
Absolutely.
Technically, that's illegal, though, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So what ended up happening, right, was we were carrying the fridge down the stairs. I actually ended up, this is stupid, I was holding one side of the fridge down the stairs. And
with your hand, your broken finger hand?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
If you look on my other pinky, I sliced my finger open because the cover off one of the door handles snapped off and the metal just sliced my finger open. So I've got a Band-Aid on one pinky and a whole cast on the other pinky.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got it downstairs. We got the fridge downstairs. We got everything downstairs. And we thought, perfect, someone's going to collect this by the time we get back later that night after dinner.
Question.
Yep.
Did you take the door off the fridge?
No.
That makes it even more illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good working fridge. Yeah, Nothing was wrong with it.
No, but you need to take the doors off fridges. Just FYI for future notice.
This is great for me to learn this stuff.
Even
none
if you're
of
not
us knew.
Putting it on the curb, just generally, you need to take the door off because kids who walk past could accidentally get in there and couldn't get themselves out.
Oh, no, sorry. We taped it shut.
Still supposed to technically take the door off.
Oh.
Yeah, because kids can undo tape.
But then it looks like it's broken.
It's still what you got to do.
There we go. Well, we didn't know that. We went out for dinner. We came back. And there was this massive sign on the fridge.
Oh, really?
In the space of 2.5 hours, it had been reported to the council. And the On a public holiday.
What does it say? I can't read it from here.
The note says, illegal dump reported to City of Sydney Council. CCTV images downloaded. Reference number is OBG, blah, blah, blah. You know what's funny, though? We looked at this sign on the fridge.
Yeah.
And then we looked up out a foot above the fridge. There is a CCTV camera right above the fridge. So we were caught red-handed. It was me and my mate, his girlfriend watching us help, like, navigate the fridge.
Yeah.
And it looks like we've done something highly illegal. But we weren't. We were trying to help someone else out. We could have just chucked it in the bin, but we decided
to. You've just thrown it up on Gumtree.
Well, good news is my mate has contacted the council.
Okay, and be like, mate, I didn't mean to illegally dump
it's
stuff.
It's all clear. So they ended up picking the fridge up.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Really? Well, this is the thing, Sam. In New South Wales, in Sydney at least, I know we don't do it out here, they have something called Dump for Free Days. We out here go to the actual what do you call them? The dumps themselves? Like take our stuff to the tip?
Yeah,
in Sydney,
the
though.
Like Tarbogan?
Yeah.
Goes to
But in Sydney, you have like a curbside collection once every 3 months or something. So they're the only days you're allowed to put stuff out on the curb.
Got it. Yeah, back in WA, we chuck it out whenever need be.
Well, in Perth, it's not illegal to do that or to pick up rubbish.
There we go.
It is in New South Wales.
Now I know.
Things you learn.
See, a bit of a criminal on the weekend, wasn't I? Not the only bad thing I got up to.
Now at hits.com.au.
Hey, Sam, Game of Thrones is on at the moment.
It is.
We're up to, I think, well, episode 3 is coming up very soon.
Yeah, episode 2 came out on Monday.
Yeah. Was it 2 on Monday? I think so.
I think we're only in the second week.
I haven't been watching it really yet, but.
Yeah, neither have I. I thought I'd get around it, but I haven't.
I'm kind of waiting till afterwards, like till all the episodes are there. I like binge watching stuff, so I'm going to use it as a great binge watching experience, especially going on maternity leave.
1 hour a week, you forget what's going on.
Exactly. But if you are watching at the moment, or you're like us and you're not watching quite yet, and you don't want to see those spoilers on your Facebook, Reddit, Twitter, Google News, all that kind of stuff, there is a hack that I'm going to give you.
Oh.
And it's going to help you get out of being able to see these kind of, I guess, spoilers. So on Google Chrome, right, if you have Google Chrome on your laptop, now this is only going to work on a laptop.
Yep.
On Google Chrome, you can get extensions or plugins, as they call them.
Yeah.
So if you Google Game of Spoils free plugin, it will come up with like this little plugin thing that goes on your Google Chrome and it stops spoilers from coming up in your Reddit, your Facebook, your Twitter, and your Google news feeds on your laptop.
Pay that. That's really smart.
Well, apparently it's a godsend for a lot of people, and it just means that any Game of Thrones spoilers that could potentially ruin something for you won't. There's no way that you can see the Game of Thrones spoilers, but it's only working on laptops at the moment because it's a Chromecast thing. And you do have to have Google Chrome on that laptop. Works on Apples, works on PCs.
Yeah.
But make sure you download this Game of Spoils free plugin to stop any accidental spoiler alerts.
And you just want to have good friends too, because that's probably where it can
Well, that's it.
Shots.
You know what I hate when someone messages you? Oh my God, did you see that scene where XYZ happened? You're like, mate, I haven't seen it yet.
So you've got Snapchat groups going,
yes.
You're talking about it. Stay away.
Ugh.
I'm sure it's the talk of a lot of offices, and a lot of people are probably being excluded from these chats because they're just not up to date.
Mm-hmm. So, Game of Spoils is what it's called, the free plugin. Just Google it. You'll be able to download it onto your Google Chrome. Chrome.
Chrome, yeah.
Hopefully, it'll save you a lot of anger and tears.
Yeah, frustration, all
yes,
the rest.
Exactly.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
Just wanted to say quickly that I am amazed that it's rained over the weekend here.
Yeah.
Because, like, it doesn't ever rain here, and we both leave for a weekend and it rains.
And you know what? We were both in Sydney. Sunny as hell.
Oh, it's so sunny in Sydney. It's ridiculous.
So that's the other thing. Usually if it's going to be wet over in Sydney, maybe it gets to us. But no, it was sunny in Sydney and raining here.
But Sam, before I went to Sydney, obviously I left a bit earlier last week than you did.
Yeah.
I went to Canberra. Mm. So I'm a high-risk pregnancy technically. I have an autoimmune disease.
Yep.
Everything's fine. Bubs is fine. But I go to Canberra now once every month, which is yay fun. 4.5-hour drive.
Do you have to pay for that accommodation? How's that
Yeah,
work?
So I've got to pay for the accommodation and the fuel myself. Technically, my private health covers some of it, but it's very minimal.
Okay.
So what I find interesting is whenever I go to Canberra, right, I choose a different hotel. Not because I'm trying to try new hotels, but just I'm like, oh, that's probably better than the last one I stayed in. But so
I
far,
you've been having a bad track record.
Pretty much. And so far, none of them have been anything decent.
Yeah.
They've all kind of been a bit shoddy. And now I'm starting to wonder, where do the Pollies stay in Canberra?
Oh, they've all
Am
got-
I just being like a real cheapskate and that's why I'm getting these dodgy places or what?
What are you paying?
Like $150 for a night.
Oh, that's decent. All the Pollies actually have flats and house shares and all that type of thing.
So
mate,
they don't
bunk
have to.
Together.
Oh, do they really?
They party hard.
Yeah, right.
Pollies, yeah.
Just, I don't know, some of the hotels that I've stayed in, like the first one I stayed in didn't even have a roof light, like a light on the roof.
Oh, it was just lamps.
It was just lamps.
That's a bit weird.
And then like a light, like one of those like fluorescent lights above a mirror so that the mirror would disperse the light.
Like a makeup light.
Yeah. That was it.
Was this a motel again? Because I remember we had last
time
that debate
the motel.
About the hotel motel
yes,
holiday.
Yeah. That was the motel. This time I stayed in a hotel. And it was like a business hotel though.
You said hotel and you did
the inverted quotes. Yeah, look, it's not what I would class as a hotel, let's be honest. It wasn't a motel. It definitely wasn't, but it wasn't like Griffith has so many better motels and hotels than Canberra does.
Oh, we're lucky.
Especially absolutely.
They're all very nice, good service, all that type of stuff, so it's great.
It just shocks me. Like, I don't know. Like, I got there and they're like, is this for business or leisure? And I was like, well, technically neither. Like, I don't want to be here.
This is for it's for a medical emergency.
And then there was no book in the room to tell me.
Oh, you're looking for the Bible.
No, not that.
Your daily, nightly reading.
No, not that one. As in like the one that goes, hey, this is this hotel. This is where you find those amenities.
Yeah, what you need to know, where to go, all that
There was nothing.
Stuff. Yeah.
So I didn't know that there was like a nice little sitting area outside until the next morning when the light shone in. And I was like, oh, that was there.
And that's wasted opportunity.
Absolutely. Oh. Mate, there could have been a pool and I had no idea.
You stay at your hotel mummies in Sydney?
Yes, I stayed at Hotel Mum.
She treats you well, doesn't she?
Oh, does she or what?
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
That is right. And the lovely Tegan joins us from Leading Edge Computers. Good morning, Teague.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Not too bad at all.
That's good.
Hey, we're going to start this morning talking about voice assistants. Now,
yes.
I think they're starting to become part of our everyday lives in some way, whether you use Siri, Alexa,
Google.
Yeah.
I think Google's just called Google. I don't think it has a name.
Google Assistant, I think.
Yeah.
But it's not a name.
It's not a Siri.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah, most of us are familiar with some of those voice assistants that are built into our technology that we use every day. So, yes, Siri, Google Assistant, Alexa, Cortana and Bixby even.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bixby. I hate Bixby.
Now, most of the big tech companies have their own version, but there's one tech giant that's missing. And this week it's been reported that Facebook is working on their own voice assistant.
Of course they are.
Yes, that was my reaction too.
Why do we need a Facebook voice assistant?
Exactly. I don't know. The technology is reportedly being linked with their virtual reality projects and departments.
What?
So I'm not sure how that's working. Now, look, there's no doubt that Facebook has the resources to make an incredible product, right? But with their recent privacy and security gaffes, you know, I think that consumer trust will most likely decide the fate of this voice assistant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quality over quantity. Why do we have to have so many different options?
They're going to start knocking each other out soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I hate these things.
Well, the problem is that some of them recognise some things, others don't recognise other things. And if Facebook's only just joining the market, it's going to take them years to get up to everyone else.
Yeah, you'd think so. But, you know, there are rumours that they're listening to everything already.
Well, this
is
true.
So maybe they've been learning for a while.
This is true.
And we'll move on to a bit of a tip for kids.
Yes. Now, it's school holidays, and while we all like to provide lots of activities for our kids, sometimes, and particularly in this rainy weather, a bit of screen time is going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, some of the kids' shows and videos that are out there can be completely mind-numbing. But now there's a website called The Kid Should See This, which is a collection of over 4,000 videos, and not a toy unboxing or slime video to be found.
Okay.
Yes, none of those surprise eggs or anything.
Yeah.
Now, on this site, you'll find all sorts of short videos with stuff that kids are curious about and are actually really great for grown-ups too.
Ooh.
Some examples include, they're really fun, I was having a look before. Some examples include an epic 4K flower time-lapse video that took 3 years to make.
That's cool.
Yeah, a GoPro being engulfed by lava. I've got to watch that one.
Yeah.
Some amazing tricks with tens of thousands of coloured dominoes and building prosthetic limbs from Lego Technic.
Oh,
yeah, so
that's
really cool fun stuff. You can find it at thekidshouldseethis.com, and we'll be posting a link on our Facebook page just in a few minutes.
I would have loved to be in that meeting going, what do we call this website?
Yeah. The kid should see this.
Yeah, it was a lady who was sick of all those videos for kids, and she kept bookmarking things and thinking, the kid should see this, my kid should see this.
Yeah,
and then
so
she developed the website. Yeah.
That's smart.
It's very cool.
And what is happening down at Leading Edge Computers at the moment? School holidays.
If you've been wanting to upgrade your computer monitor or add a second display, we have a fantastic special for you today. The HP 24-inch Elite Display monitors, they were $398. Now they're $249.
Jeez.
So save $149.
Yeah,
great
right.
special. Now, these are amazing-looking displays. They've got a tiny silver edge. They're full high-def, compatible with DisplayPort VGA and HDMI, and you can connect your USB accessories as well.
Great.
They're ergonomic, meaning that you can adjust the height. You
Perfect.
Can tilt them whichever angle you need and pivot. And
good for office places too, then.
Yeah, really good. Really good, because a lot of the time they need the ergonomic features. They're also backed by a 3-year manufacturer's warranty. Excuse me. So those were... worth $398, now $249, save $149 on
this. Pretty good.
Yes, they're very good. Now, for all the best tech for your home or office, come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Wonderful.
Tegan, always a pleasure.
Yes.
Never a chore. We'll see you next Tuesday.
We'll see you then. Thank you.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.